Blog Talk Radio.
People around me, they might be having some input on this show tonight. And, you know, we're going to enjoy this thing. We're going to get some shots up here right going on right now. But my husband, okay. he owns Recess Bar and Lounge downtown, Macon Cherry Street. Well, it's that Mother the King. It's Mother the King. And, you know, it's $2 okay. Tuesday, so you can come down here and swing through, man. You can get anything you want for
$2. For $2.
And we're here all night.
Well,
yeah, we got King Dynasty in the building.
All right, that's what's up. Well, we have our life coach. Go ahead, Carolyn.
This is Carolyn, Carolyn Crockett, the life coach. She has pretty much just introduced me. I'm always so happy to be on the show to kind of share my input and to let you guys know my perspective of things and to see if
right.
we can kind of see if we can kind of slow dance through it.
I love Carolyn. I know.
And all three of us, we make up the Turn Up Tuesday crew. Now, what time is it?
Turn up time, baby.
Well, tonight we will have a good topic for you. We will be discussing three relationship topics people don't discuss until it's too late. Carolyn, you kind of want to give an input on that?
I'm kind of torn on the three topics because there are several things. Of course, you have the basics, which would be previous addictions that one may have had. It could also be a level of privacy that people tend to kind of overextend themselves when they go beyond that threshold of privacy. It could also be about self-acceptance and what people feel as though their self-acceptance level is. And we can kind of explore that a little later as we continue to get deeper into the discussion, because that covers a realm of things as far as the structure of agreements. So as we continue to go throughout the show, you know, I'll break that down a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I will say this.
I know
a lot of us. Go ahead, Mel.
No, I was just listening to it because she breaks it down so well, and I was trying to figure out how this show was going to go as far as just listening. But she broke it down so well that it was some questions that I wanted to be answered, and she had them like on deck. So I'm waiting.
Well, you know, Carolyn is the truth. So
I'm getting all this free therapy.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I'm gonna tell you like this right here, Nikki.
Okay.
The many times that Carolyn been on the show, she always has an input on me that I listen to. So it's basically turning me into the perfect man. And like in a minute, I'm gonna be like the perfect man. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be.
Well, you know. Well, you know what? I'm glad.
Thank you,
Carolyn. I'm glad
you're
a big
influence
on you. Well, the article comes. The article that we're discussing tonight comes from a singleblackmale.org. And the first one is being faithful too hard. Okay, now basically what he states, what he means about that, because many people limit their definition of cheating to physical encounters. However, most infidelities don't lead to the physical first. You often work your way up to the physical point. So what about all those missteps you took on your way there? So that is.
So you saying?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So you saying mentally, you saying that somebody can meet somebody on Facebook and you can mentally stimulate them to the extent where they would cheat, and cheating is cheating. So you know, people say sex is cheating, but mentally stimulating somebody other than the person that's supposed to be stimulating them anyway, that's cheating too.
Right.
Yeah, it's cheating. It is cheating.
Yeah.
It's cheating because it's cheating because you're cheating emotionally.
Exactly.
And when you start to establish those emotional ties, it's just as much cheating as it is sexually. Especially
right.
when
and
it comes to a woman, because we're easily emotionally emotionally attached as women, and usually that's
right.
where our cheating starts there. It doesn't just start with sex; it starts at the emotional level with us.
Wow,
so
that's true.
You're so right. I've dated women that were in relationships, and you know, it comes to the point where it's a friendship, and they like my friendship. They be like, you're so funny, and you're so outgoing. And, you know, eventually that turns into I want to see what that dick do. So I'm just saying.
But, I mean, true?
For me to be so blunt, you know, you can talk to a woman so much to the extent where they just be like, shit, I want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, that's the way, you know, that's the way the emotional triangle goes. So I understand exactly what my homegirl CeCe talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because she put me on.
No, that's okay. It just really depends because different people. I have to cut him off sometimes. Different people are stimulated in different ways. For some people, it could be an intellectual stimulation. Like with me, I'm stimulated intellectually. To me, that's intimacy, and I don't refer when I think intimacy, I don't think as the normal way that you would spell it. I think intimacy. I think N-I-N-2-T-O-M-E. C S E E. So C into me as see into you. That's into me. See.
That's right.
So
that's,
with
you,
me, it starts intellectually.
All right.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
We know Carolyn is the truth. I mean, that's just it.
Well, you know that's my boo.
Well, I know that. Which leads to number two, is honoring a natural part of every relationship. Can you genuinely remove fussing from a relationship, or do you believe that fussing is a natural part of a healthy relationship? What happens if you find arguing is detrimental, but your partner finds it natural? What's the difference between an argument and a debate?
You want to answer that, or you want me to answer that, Karen?
It just really depends. Some people are what I refer to as dramatically compatible, which basically means those are two individuals that are compatible in their drama. They both like drama, and they can deal with it. Different people could deal with different things. You got two people. There may be two people who could deal with it as a whole, but then you may have one individual within that relationship that can't deal with it, whereas the other person can. Whether or not arguing is natural, disagreeing is natural. We want to be careful about the words that we use in terms of different disagreeing and debating, because disagreeing is natural. Everybody doesn't share the same perspective, so that's it's natural to disagree.
So,
it's only
so
when.
Saying, so,
go ahead.
I'm listening. So you saying
no, so
disagreeing?
Saying,
so disagreeing is not basically arguing. is basically debating.
Correct. Correct.
So,
when you go back and forth as far as your point and trying to get your point across, then you're debating. But depending upon how you're doing it, what the delivery of that message is, that's when it actually turns into, you know, the next level, that of which being
right.
an argument.
Okay. So
but,
so if you just basically got into a relationship, so what are some of the questions that you would want to ask somebody before it's too late in a relationship?
Well, me personally,
I'm
the structure of agreement. The structure of agreement is definitely, those are the basic things. Those are the beliefs and the core values as far as, you know, what you believe in, what type of job do you have?
Does that form from church or like, you know, what kind of religion
if you go
are
to church,
you?
But if you go to church, this is my thing as it pertains to any type of spiritual enrichment. I feel as though most people have some type of spiritual enrichment or some type of spiritual practice. Everybody may not be a Christian. Everybody may not be a Muslim, but some kind of way they have some type of something or another, some type of spiritual enrichment. So I want to know what your spiritual enrichment or your practices are. I want to know what the elements of confusions are as it pertains to, like, your belief in love, your belief in loyalty, your belief in expectations when it comes to marriage, kids, you know, so on and so forth. But that's just me. Those things may not be as important to some people as they are to me.
So what you're saying is, don't, like, if I go on a date with you, let's imagine me and Cece on a date. We at Old Charlie's or wherever, whatever. You know, we a few margaritas in or whatever, and I just, you know, I want to wonder what kind of type of question you would ask me. And those are the questions that you just said were kind of offensive to me. To the extent you can't ask anybody like, that really wasn't offensive, if you think about it.
But you know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because even with that being said, getting down to the basics of what it is that I'm looking for and what it is that I need answered, it'll kind of give me a feel for what your insecurities are, and it'll kind of
right.
which insecurities are basically generated from your beliefs and the way that
right.
you structure your agreements. So it'll kind of give me a feel for what your insecurities are. It'll also allow me to discover just certain things about you, like your level of intellect, your maturity, you know, how you are when it comes to intimacy. And one thing about it, I'm big on communication. To me, I think that everybody should keep communication sacred. So if we can't communicate
right.
those things, then I'm not going to say it's not going to work at all. But if we're both willing to kind of
right.
try on the outfits of one another's perspective, then maybe
okay.
it can work. But, you know, it just depends
okay.
on how that conversation goes.
Okay, so if we're chilling at the table or whatever, then I just come off and be like, do you like your booty ache? Is that a question that I should wait to try to figure out?
I mean, I just
this is my thing.
You know,
if you no, but you know what?
Anyway.
If
you
you're
like
serious,
booty?
if you serious about that question that you're asking me right now,
serious.
See, here's my thing. Here's my thing. It's nothing. I'm not one for bland conversations. I don't like boring conversations, and I don't like to avoid certain things. If that's just you and that's how you come across, then I'd rather you be as authentic as possible, because I want to avoid. I want to avoid anything that's going to pretty much falsify or motivate me to move forward with you, but in a falsely way. So if that's you, I need to know who you are. Now, whether or not it'll offend me,
right.
it won't. Me personally, it won't offend me because I know
how to respond to such questions.
Okay,
so if you like me and me and you chilling and kicking it, and I'd be like, hey, man, I'm going to eat the booty like groceries because the song said and, You know, you can automatically be like, "Hey, I don't like my booty ache like groceries. You want your booty ache like a number two."
I would probably address the fact that you're very direct with it, and then wonder to myself, how many other people have you been this direct with and actually followed
exactly.
through with it?
And
so you know, it takes me to a whole nother level.
See, but if you got that conversation with somebody. why is it not okay for me to just say I eat your booty like groceries? You know, somewhere
I'm not saying that it's
like,
not okay. I'm not saying that it's. I'm never going to say that it's not okay. But you have to be okay with whatever my response is going to be.
Well, I'll be okay. Okay, Nikki, let me hear what you're going to say.
I'm saying it's not okay. Do not ask anybody.
You saying it's not okay? You got that big old booty, man. You know, that's a lot. That's not groceries. That's like this grocery store.
He'll get food.
Some women don't want you to eat the booty like groceries.
On that note, let's take our first caller. We have Chris W. from Atlanta. We going to go ahead and take a call. What's up, Chris?
Chris?
Hello, how are y'all doing this evening?
Hey, how you doing?
Right.
I'm doing good.
You've heard the topic, right?
I heard the topic.
So, and I know you've heard male.
I was off topic.
That's okay. That
which made it fun.
What happened?
You still there, Chris?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Cece, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't know. Something must have happened to Chris.
Oh, no. Well, Chris? Okay, we can just get to the next caller, man.
Okay.
Yeah, her old man probably heard something about eating booty with groceries. He probably like, nah, he can fuck you on.
You know what? Okay,
he might
have eaten. We'll go to the third one, which is, is your significant other entitled to your social media password if you're in a committed relationship? And that's the last one.
No.
So you don't think at all? You don't think at all?
No, because there should be a trust level there where I shouldn't have to, because you get what you look for. And
right.
Sometimes, majority of the time, it's not what you do; it's what somebody else might do, and it might portray to her that you are accepting this buffoonery. When you can be just a regular cool dude and just like, hey man, she in my inbox; I'm not in her inbox.
Okay, which leads to all. Okay, basically, with this last one, pretty much covers everything, and I'm going to go ahead and kind of read what the couple who's going through this situation said, and this leads into the arguing. And well, she was like, well, she went through his Twitter page and was like, well, go be with them Twitter bitches. So basically, she's been through his, I guess she had all his combos or whatever to get into his Twitter, Facebook, and therefore, and she was concerned about likes. Why does she like your picture? This is your ex, and why is she liking your pics? Why is she always commenting on your statuses? So So basically that kind of sums it up with the cheating, with all three of the relationship questions that you ask when it's too late.
Well, no, those are insecurity questions, man. Like, if she liking my post,
well,
maybe she just liked my post. Yeah, maybe she just liked my post. Maybe she liked my picture. You know, maybe she liked what I be talking about, even if she is my ex. I get along with all my exes. Like, if I ever had a real relationship with a woman, which is, so to speak, I've had maybe 5 real relationships out of my 39 years of living. I maybe had 5 relationships.
You say your every show.
Yeah, because I be trying to let them know, man, because I'm fine.
Oh, my God. Okay, Chris is back on. Let's go ahead and hear from Chris.
Okay.
Hey,
Chris,
guys,
you ready?
I'm sorry I got lost. Yes, I'm ready. I have, sorry I got lost. But my big things that I think that need to be discussed in a relationship before you get started and get involved and deep into a relationship is, first of all, you need to ask your partner, this other person as your prospective lover, what is it that they want out of the relationship to be happy, for the relationship to be successful, and what is it you need to ask them, let them know what it is that you need for a relationship to be successful as well. It's not no back and forth, oh, well, I thought you were going to do this. No. Tell me up front what it is you want.
You're
going
to put that on
every night and do this?
You know what? You did good with that question. I'm going to start using that question. You know, man, that's a good question.
You need to let them know up front. If you're a type of person, some men are type of people who like, say, I want my woman to have food, dinner ready every night when I come home from work. If that's what you want, don't wait until after you get what it is. Go, well, you didn't cook tonight.
Right.
No, no, no. And a woman,
right.
And a woman
now
need to ask the same thing of a man. If she has certain
that's
things
true.
Out of this man that she wants, if you're the type of woman that you want your man to be home when he comes from work, you don't want a street man running the street, let him know up front. If he can't do that for you, whatever it is that you want to be happy, if you say, I want you to do this for me, we got to go to church. At least you got to go to church with me at least 2 Sundays out of the month,
girl,
or whatever.
Girl,
whatever
you
it
hit
is.
The nail on the head. You hit the nail on
that's
the
right.
head then.
That's right.
You need to
ask
email
me.
Up
front.
Yeah, I need them 3 questions. The question that you just said, I need to have those questions on deck. I didn't know how to ask them questions, and those questions totally slipped my mind. Because with you asking somebody,
you need to ask them what type of man do you want? Is this the type of person that you can be for me? Can I be this person for you? Because we can't read mind. Nobody's a mind reader. I can't
so,
go.
So
I
what if,
know
what
that's
if,
what you
what
want
if they
from
lie?
Me.
What if they lie and tell you? Nah, I don't like to be out in the street, whatever, yada, yada, yada. So do you cut them off after you fell in love?
You're not
going to
cut them off. But these are signs that will be there in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that you let them know. These are signs that will be there in the beginning. If
correct.
It's in the beginning,
correct.
You know you guys were supposed to be meeting somewhere at such and such time. You guys were supposed to meet at 7 o'clock, and you don't hear from him until 8:30. Oh, baby, I got tied up. It's only a couple of times you can get tied up. Because if you're not at work, what did you get tired up doing? If we had plans.
That's true.
The same
okay.
way
we
with
actually
a woman,
had
if you
one
have
of
plans.
Our we actually had one of our Facebook readers actually post on our post that her 3 questions were, what's your credit score? Does your family
mm-hmm.
have a history of mental illness, which I think should be starred by that. I think it should
yes.
be starred
yes.
by that one.
Well, I'm crazy.
Yes.
All my folks been straight. All my folks straight. But
that's the number one question. Does your family have a history of mental illness? Okay.
That is not no number one question.
Yes, yes, it is.
Everybody
yes,
crazy. Everybody crazy. And then, like, two different things.
I don't think I am.
But that's because, you know, if you run across the right dick, you're going to be crazy.
It'll make you go crazy.
Hell yeah.
You know what?
Hell yeah. Pussy
well,
make you go crazy.
This
turn up, Susan. Look, vagina make you go crazy.
In the very last one, which made me think about something, when Carolyn was I were out to dinner one night, what she stated, are you dating for marriage? You know, and that's another good question, too, because at this point, that's what we're looking for. You know, and if you're just dating for a sport, go ahead.
We came across this question once before where Carolyn
right.
once stated that you can ask a man, are you dating for marriage?
That's a hard question. It's a hard question to ask because most men.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because most men aren't dating for marriage. They're dating to find happiness. And just so happens
marriage,
comes out of that. Marriage got to come out of that. If you come to me and be like, hey, you know, we out on a date, we at a regular restaurant, we ain't doing nothing exquisite, and you be like, hey, you know, do you want to get married? How does that sound? So, a lot of women don't know how to ask you that.
No,
a lot of
no,
women don't
no,
know how to
no,
ask you,
no.
do you want to get married?
No, but yeah, right. But if you're just sitting at a dinner table and, you know, you guys are out eating, I can incorporate that in a conversation. So what are you looking for?
These women around here these days, they don't know how to ask questions. I didn't know it. All they see is what they see. So I'm glad you're on
actually,
the show.
You know what?
To inform
I'm
them.
Actually, I'm actually going to come to your defense, Mel. I think that what you just said it does have a little truth to it, as far as, you know, most men and I won't say most, I'll say some men do date for happiness. Now the twist to that is what defines that happiness? What constitutes that happiness? If is happiness sex? Is happiness just spending time together? Is happiness economic convenience? Is happiness marriage? So, yeah, I mean, to some degree, it is happiness because most men like a peace of mind, I guess. But no, it just depends on what constitutes that happiness. It depends on what constitutes that happiness. However, there are a lot of men that do date to marry. I mean, once they reach that level of maturity, some men would debate with me and state that
but
that has nothing
yourself.
To do with
but
the level of maturity.
You can fool yourself. Fool yourself with a female. Because you can be so into that female and think that's what you want. But it's not going to be what
you people.
Want.
That's people. That's not just a man. That's people. That's natural. That's what we do. That's what human beings do. We do fool ourselves initially. So that doesn't just relate to men. And to Chris, you said something that made sense too. You were saying how, you know, with one of your questions being, you know, do you like the party? Do you like the this? So in essence, it's like the two needs to come to an understanding as far as, you know, what, as far as respect of their relationship or their marriage is concerned. And I like that, and I like it a lot because What some people tend to forget is they don't know how to differentiate a mutual understanding from obedience. You know what I'm saying? If we have a mutual understanding
right.
that this is what it's going to be from the beginning, then I don't have to worry about whether or not you think I'm disobeying your request that was not initially mentioned. You know what I'm saying? So it's a difference
exactly.
between a mutual understanding and disobedience or disobedience and submission. So, you know, I like that point.
Right.
So
that
sounds.
What?
That's it.
Way to go,
Chris.
What happened?
Hello. Yeah. So how's it going out down the strip,
Mel? Man, they knocking all on the doors, wondering what. I don't know what they got going on. What y'all been doing? Huh?
Shit, hell.
What y'all been doing?
For any of our listeners that are just tuning in, Mel is actually out bar hopping tonight, and he's actually live on the strip in Macon. Go ahead and name the spot where you are, Mel.
I'm at Recess Bar and Lounge. I just left Bar 41. And
go ahead.
I'm at the bar right
now.
Go on now.
You have a good time.
Yeah, I am. I'm having a great time.
Promoting the show. It's always good to hear
That's
from.
That's right. It's always turn up Tuesday when it comes to me.
Yeah, always turn up Tuesday. Chris, we definitely appreciate your call. You had some great questions that you would ask someone in a new relationship. We appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you guys for talking to me tonight. It's been wonderful. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good
evening,
guys.
You too.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going
she had a good point of view. I'm taking all of this in.
Take it all in, Mia. Take it all in. So now
until
hear,
the call
ends. We're going to hear.
Eventually, I'm going to be. Eventually, I'm going to be like the ultimate man in a little bit.
You're
going to
be the perfect man. You're going to be the perfect
Karen
man.
And these callers, I'm going to be the perfect man.
Well, actually, I have a treat for us tonight. We're going to hear from actor and book writer Jay Sean. He's going to talk to us about what he thinks about the topic, as well as he's going to promote his book on the show tonight, okay?
All righty.
Let's hear from Jay Sean. What's up, Jay Sean?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello? Hey.
What's up, Jay?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, good.
Okay, so what are your takes on the topic? Three relationship topics people don't discuss until it's too late.
I don't think people discuss anything until it's too late, honestly. I think I really don't think they do. I think people I have a problem with just the way things are done in the in the modern era these days. I think people do a lot of things for show. They don't really investigate
right.
a situation.
You're right.
And they don't,
you're right.
They don't think things through. And
you're
that goes
so right.
with men and women. Both sides are lustful. Both sides are silly and short-sighted. A lot of women think about only what they want. Men have a lot of ambitions, too. And if you're going to say I do to someone, that other person has to say I do to you. But if you keep thinking about what you want and keep ignoring all the telltale signs that this person may not be ideal for what you want, male or female, you're going to be pissed off a couple of months, couple of weeks, couple of years down the road. And I think a lot of people are doing
but
that.
But look,
and,
you will see how Dog came through. You will see how Dog just came through and let y'all know exactly what was going on. See, that's what men do. Men inform women on what they need to be knowing and what they need to do. Tell them again, Jay.
Well, if I may be sexist for a second, that is a big problem. I think we are in a time now where women are empowered with a lot of, if one thing, if men are still running the world, women run the microphone. And so when it comes to relationships, women are doing all of the talking. But when men finally talk about something, even if it's not even sexist or whatever, women don't want to hear it, and they find some way to shut it down and tell us to shut up, and we don't, and that our opinions don't matter, even when we might be siding with them. And this is a very generic point. I'm not saying all women. I'm not saying women on the show. But I'm very much saying this is true. I'm here in Washington, D.C. right now. Home of the progressive black woman. All these women up here think they're Olivia Pope. All these women think that they are scholastic and intelligent. They all think that they are brilliant and intelligent and they are well-rounded. But when they meet a man like myself who speaks in well, nice sentences, and I take care of myself, and I say something from my gut, you can't win. Either you're too sentimental, and they want an old-school man. But when I last checked, an old-school man was saying, just stay in the kitchen or the bedroom. Or if you don't say anything, it's better because they get to run the show, but then there's not enough surprise, not enough zest and zeal. So I think both of these sides and both of the sexes right now are just not talking to each other. They're talking past each other. And that's a big problem right now with the 21st century in the era where we raise our kids to get a trophy for doing nothing as opposed to actual achievement. We want applause because we think that we're awesome just by coming out of our mom's womb. That is not cool. We're not awesome inherently, unless you believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, which I do, but no one else knows how awesome you are, and therefore we can't expect so many things from so many people, and as soon as we find someone that's to our liking on some synthetic level, we fall in hook, line, and sinker, and the old bard says fools rush in. And that's a big problem right
synthetic.
Now.
Synthetic. You ain't hear when you hit you with the synthetic level. Synthetic means not real. You ain't mean synthetic mean not real. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is if I get into a relationship and I start looking at you, everything going to be synthetic at first. A relationship be synthetic because you ain't really keeping it real and they ain't really keeping it real. Some people do and most people, you know, but at the end of the day, it's synthetic, just like my boy Jay just said. Tell him again, Jay.
We heard you five times, and we heard him once.
We heard you.
I got to feel if I side with you totally, I'm going to lose the women. But
did the thing about his show, Jay. This thing
yeah,
about
I'm,
his show.
I run
the women on this show. The women on this show. They are not calculated to my expertise because, therefore, I am the smartest on the show.
Oh, please.
So everything you're saying is correct. Everything Jay's saying right now is correct. It's correct.
we let you have it, Mel. I let you have it.
Negative. Jay, you were right on everything you just said. On every aspect you just said, Jay, you were correct.
Okay. Okay, Jay, I have a question. Just kind of going back to the article. So do you feel or that it's significant or your mate is entitled to have your media password?
I wrote a post on my page, and it was very much in regards to
saw,
a lot of people
I
on Facebook
that.
Are
I saw that.
Simply,
I didn't see that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was saying I saw that article that you put on there. I did see that.
Yeah, a lot of people, here's the thing. And it's not that infidelity is a brand new thing, but infidelity has, and shady dealings and it's all goodism and don't be hating on my game or whatever. You know, people are running game all the time, and it's become now amongst millennials and this generation as par for the course, as something you should just accept. We should almost accept someone being married in our inbox. We should accept someone liking a picture and being overly enthusiastic about a post we have or something. That's just on the social media level.
Mm-hmm.
But I met a woman,
right.
And I meet lots of women. A lot of women meet me, excuse me, a couple of days ago, which prompted me to post something on my page. And I'm basically tired of bullshit. I'm tired of people not giving you the full story. It's a big deal
right.
to not represent that you have a significant other. It's a big deal
right.
to not represent that you are married or engaged. It's an even bigger deal that you see these things as part of a personal thing that you don't need to disclose. Well, that also says something entirely on a meta level about how you disregard the aspect of male-female relationships. Because if you see your supposed life partner, who you've been booed up with, who you spend time with on the holidays, that you spend money with, male or female, that you hang out with, and but you want to hang out with your girlfriends or your guy friends and still show that you got it, still want to play that little juvenile game when you act like you don't have kids to tend to, when you act like you don't have a wife or a husband to tend to, that is bullshit. I don't want anything to do with you. Even if you look good, even if you're the cat's meow, I don't give a damn. You need to go and be with that person because that is the problem with relationships now. Everyone wants to play like they're in freaking junior high. This is time
right.
to grow the fuck up. You got your life. I don't want to be entangled in your mess. I don't want to have your man's bullets come aiming for me because of your trifling.
Right.
Go. And it's time for folks to grow the hell up and get over this juvenile shit and stop misrepresenting what they got going on now. If you represent that you have those things and you say, hey, but if it's okay with you, it's okay with me, that's another thing altogether. But there are people out
right.
there actively right now not disclosing or being cagey about their relationship situation just so they can keep drama going on. And here's what the devil does. The devil in people, the biggest thing was it? The biggest trick the devil told the world is that he didn't exist. Well, the biggest trick that people will tell you is that there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing nefarious
mm-hmm.
about what they're trying to do. And so they get you to go along with whatever bullshit that you did not want to deal with. And once you get involved with them, once you get the dick, or once you hit her, once you get down with her, then all of a sudden you're stuck. You're addicted to it. You need to stay involved with it. You're all of a sudden Olivia Pope. Oh, my God, she's just a woman. What can she do? Because he's the president, and he loves her, and you know that's bullshit. You are nothing but his hoe. And let's quit glamorizing this stuff. Quit glamorizing this stuff.
It's true.
Grow the hell up.
It is so true.
It's true.
Olivia Pope,
yes, it's true.
Olivia Pope went to four schools, and she still ain't smart enough to know that she's some man's hoe. When is she going to be first lady? She's going to be out of the White House. She's going to be satisfied with him being ex-president? What the fuck?
Once again, the men have told y'all and informed y'all that women fall to be gullible to the buffoonery of being manipulated by someone with the gift of gab.
And then they'll turn around and say that they're empowered, being Mary Jane. That's coming on in 30 minutes.
Who gives
in
the power of what?
Shit. Empowering what? What? Because you got it. Exactly. It's the synthetic thing. Women always talk about money don't mean a thing, or I'm about more than this and that and the other. No, but you're still looking at what a man has, and you follow up that fool no matter what, because he has the right looks, he has the right car, or the right degree.
What?
Why do we care about being Mary Jane? Why do we care about Olivia Pope? Why do we care about any of this new nigga shit on TV where the woman who is intelligent has to be the bed wench of somebody who belongs to
somebody?
No,
you're right. You're right. Those are very fair points. You're right.
They are.
And meanwhile, a black man runs the same game on some of these black female protagonists, and he's a dog, he's a such and such. Meanwhile, oh, my God, I love Fritz. or fits or whatever the hell is it. What
see, the but
hell
at, is but at the end of the day, women allow men to constantly do this to them. Well, not say sex to men.
Said, I must give you permission to disrespect me, and that's what a lot of women do in a time where
women
have more control and power
you.
Than ever before. So why do you concede that power just so you can be back in the same rutted situation? That's not a male problem, because men, ever since the beginning of time, have always said, I want to fuck you first. Now, it's up to the women to sort through those. It's always been that way. Now, you cannot say since the beginning of time how many men's nature has been, because the first thing we see is you, and we see tits and ass, and we get aroused, and we want to fuck you. And so everything a man does, usually, if you're a heterosexual man, because there's some gay dudes over here who do different things, but if you're a heterosexual man, usually do whatever necessary to get the attention of that woman just so you can what? Bed her. You get the car.
You are correct.
Men do. This is why women don't like to hear this, because men are simple, but the simple shit that we're telling you about men, you don't want to regard it because you think you have all your male friends because you're funny and witty. No, you have all your male friends because you got a big ass.
Oh, so that's why
you're
I got a male friend?
Most women have male friends because the male friends wanted to get down with you, and there was a wrong turn somewhere, as Chris Rock would put it, and he found himself.
And he went in the friend zone.
Because once you're married, lady, all of your friends who are the opposite sex, the men friends, they go away because that is disrespecting what? Your man. And you know it too.
Yeah.
Just like your man's girlfriend. He ain't going to be paying for lunch for them. He ain't going to be buying drinks for them. Oh, really? So you're going to get married to a man and he's going to keep taking out a certain girl to lunch?
What I'm saying is I do have a lot of male friends that I've never crossed the line with.
Just
and
because you ain't done nothing doesn't mean that he ain't wanted to or tried to find the opportunity. It's still your myopic view of you.
That's right.
It ain't a beautiful thought about the other guy. What is the benefit of the other guy? And how many of those other male friends have paid for your shit?
No.
They do. They do.
None of them guys that you know.
My friends do pay.
Any other men friend that you have right now, they will come out of the friend zone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And another thing,
they'll come out of the
friend
zone.
Girlfriends pay for your shit all the time. Because girlfriends are cheap as shit. I saw a table of girlfriends. You would have sworn an abacus came out that motherfucker. And they would have, like, they would have gotten the pencil and the abacus and the sundial to figure out exactly what that heifer Keisha is trying to get over on the rest of us, because we didn't want to pay for the Keisha shit. Y'all don't pay for each other's stuff. Yeah, you men pay for each other's stuff. You think that our money just grows when we reach our hands into our pockets like it's the fish in the loaves with Jesus on the Mount? No, it doesn't. We make money and it's finite as yours. But we only do it because we think this is going to make the women like us.
I'm going to tell you this right here. I was just in a bar. I'm at another bar right now. Everybody looking at me, stay quiet. Because I told them they had to be quiet. I was just in a bar. I'm in recess right now.
Okay.
So I just left bar 41. So but while I was around there, we got into the conversation about how I know a lot of women that have a lot of money that sit at the bar, and when one guy walks up, he feels like he's everything to all the women. And he buys the whole bar women. You know, he buys the whole bar drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk away, you don't see the conversation that the women have, because some of the women at the bar, she might be like, I don't even want this drink. Give me such and such. And, you know, it's just disrespectful for him to come up to the bar, and she pull out her water money. They got their money. But you basically being tricked off. And men don't really understand that.
Well, I hope the women can come in. I don't want to take over your show, but I know we're running out of time. But I want to get a plug for my book. I'm Jay Sean Durham.
We're definitely going to discuss. Yeah, we're definitely going to go into the book. We're definitely going to go into that. But I do have a question right quick, Carolyn. Listen, do you agree with what Jay Sean and Mel saying about you cannot that about having males as friends? I totally don't agree with that.
I think you're framing it wrong because the premise of it is wrong because you just asked a woman if she agrees with what men are saying. Men are saying.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say that because if I think about it, just from my perspective alone, it'll be homogeneous to hers, and that's because I am a female or I am a lady, so I'm gonna agree with her naturally. You know what I mean? But I can believe what you're saying is true. I believe it to be true.
There
I can believe
many,
it.
Like there ain't like
I guess
I want to be very primal about this. I don't want to be too disrespectful, but on a primal level, men generally and genuinely believe that we should change our behavior when it comes to women. So that's why there aren't many women in our atmosphere. That's why guys hang out. They don't have too many women. They want to protect the women, or they want to treat women as the gentler sex. That's why we do things. That's why we accommodate you all. If you're one of the guys, if you have that genuine platonic relationship / friendship with the guy and you're a woman, then men will not try to accommodate for you. But it's in our nature to do that. But when we do that for a woman that we are attracted to and bring you in and we feel natural and comfortable with, we want to marry you. We want to keep you as something else because women are precious to us. Aside from that, we would not want to affiliate ourselves with women on a generic basis as part of our circle because men and women are almost diametrically opposed
mm-hmm.
to how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
Guys
mm-hmm.
like to talk about other women, talk about sports, and other things. And we'll get around to the grit of the matter, whatever, but if women use, as theory says, 40,000 words, guys use 20,000 words. We just don't do all the stuff that you all do to express yourself. And if we invite you into our circle, we're just not going to do that unless we really do like you. And if we really do like you, you're our girlfriend.
Women
don't want to see like that.
Girlfriend, there's definitely some type of attraction.
There's something there.
Yeah.
And that
cannot
just be thrown to the wind as if this is just men being men.
Yeah.
You got to understand how to dissect how men treat you. Just like men must dissect how women respond to how
people. Okay. All right.
Okay, well, Sean, let's go into your book. Let's talk about your book. Tell us a little bit about the book.
All right. Well, the book is titled The Broke Brothers Revolution, and it is a comedy drama about these four guys led by one guy who has a terrible situation at home with his baby mama. And he comes to a realization that she's just a terrible person. And even the women who read the book are like, boy, she's a terrible person. Well, he comes to a realization that she is not good to his family structure, to him or anything like that. And he's starting to get the notion that he must leave. But as he tries to figure out what he's going to do with her, because she is the mother himself, he forms this so-called cultural revolution where he gets his friends together and they protest buying women's drinks because he thinks that modern women are getting over on them. Picketing ladies' nights, all these things that are favoring the modern woman when it comes to dating and relationships. He's a bitter man. The story goes into four different characters and their situations and struggles. They're all around the age of 30. But as the story progresses, it's more like, are these guys broke? Guys who can't afford to buy women's things, or are they broken men? And it looks into what is the arc of manhood, particularly in the 21st century, in a time where women are telling men that they don't need them to be men. Men are growing up without fathers more and more. So it's a more metaphysical, deeper story, although it's a comedy. And so we dig into those lies. And it was really important for me to sort of tell those stories from these four regular guys' perspectives and see if they actually change for the better or not while we tell that story.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds interesting.
So let everybody...
Is the book complete?
Oh, no, the book is complete.
Yeah.
The book's
so
complete.
Let everybody know
where
we can purchase it.
At my website,
okay.
You can go to thebrokebrothersrevolution.com. We've spun off the four characters and turned it into a stage show called Four Broke Guys. That is being shown coming up in June at the D.C. Black Theater Festival, and we're looking to take it to a couple of cities thereafter. But you can look it up. It's on Amazon, but I get more money if you go to my website, and I'll sign you a copy. At Brothers Revolution. I ain't signing shit on Amazon. Like, you did it with Amazon, fine. Fuck you. But go to thebrokebrothersrevolution.com, and just click on the book cover, and you could even buy a DVD of the show. You could buy a T-shirt. You can definitely buy the book. The book has 4.5 in our 5-star rating on Amazon. We have over 100 ratings. It's really good. It's been taught in a couple of classes on sexuality and marriage and family therapy down in Georgia Southern. So it's a legitimate thing, and it's a really good novel, and it's fun, and it digs into this battle of the sexist expectations game that so many people have, and sort of looks at modern dating's warped sense of what is right and what is wrong, and contrasts that to growing up, legitimately growing up. And it's not just about men. I think there's a lot for women, too, because we had more women readers than men, because men don't buy books. Not novels. Men buy books about power and history. How to build
right,
power.
I do. I bought a lot of books about power. You're right.
Yeah, power. We like that stuff. Women buy the mushy stuff. They buy the novels. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, they buy the 50 Shades of Grey type shit.
Right. It's been that way for about the past 40 or 50 years. But this is a book that your man will enjoy. You will enjoy. It is mature. There's some sex scenes and all that stuff. But it is not insulting your intelligence. It is fair. Although it's from the prism of these four guys on men and women's issues. And it challenges the reader. So I'm really proud of it. I look forward to more people reading it and finding it.
Well, you definitely
have
the Turn Up Tuesday crew support, and we will definitely, I know I will look into it, purchasing the book as well. I definitely think I'm going to be really interested in that book. So I will get one. And I want a signed copy, so I won't go to Amazon.
Nah, you're gonna see. I need my book sent to me because you know I don't really read mushy stuff like but I don't know. But I need one of those books because every now and then I have a gap where I need something to read. And you know, other than reading powerful books like I normally read, man, I would like to read a copy of that. But you know, I want to read it for free.
Don't respond. Don't even respond.
Jay Sean,
free is tough when you're doing your own thing. It is tough.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I totally understand it. I did be talking shit.
But
I know I'm
going to
get one of them books for free.
Where are you going to get it from, man? You must think if I read mine.
Yeah, I'm going to take your book. You ain't going to read it no way.
Wow.
Well, you definitely have all of our support.
Yes, you do. You really do. You do have the Turn Up Tuesday crew support. And we thank you so much for being on the show, Deshaun. You won.
All right, thank you. It's the Broke
Brothers
Revolution.
You're looking out, Jay, man. You did your thing, man. You represented
you,
for
you
us.
You really did. But, you know,
I ain't
here
to show out tonight.
Whatever. But definitely, Jay Sean, you do
have
to turn up to their family support. Turn up. And we thank you so much. And you'll be hearing from me soon.
Thank y'all so much.
And I'll let you know when I get my book. Well, you'll know when I order it, right? You'll know when I order it because I want my name. Nikki, you know, we got the same last name, Nikki Durham. Precious, you can call me all those things. Beautiful, all that. Do all that, Sean. Put that in my book.
Maybe I'll come up with a nice third one.
Jay, you went to Northeast?
Yeah, class of 94, senior class president. I was known as Jermel.
Man, you don't know me, man.
No.
You don't know who you're talking to.
No, who am I talking to, bro? I didn't get your full, I just got Mel. Wait a minute. Kamel?
You know William?
Really?
We ain't going to get in all of that. Yeah, we ain't going to get it. I know your sister and all of y'all, man. I just have to quit
through it. Yes.
Your sister
in
there acting
right. B-side, you know.
Man, come on, man. See, that's why we knew so much about what we're talking about tonight.
Hush, oh,
child.
Yeah, we from the
east
side.
Oh, God, that foolery.
East side.
He do it every week.
I had to say, I know I'm going to get me a free book. Nah, man.
Whatever.
Hey, come on.
Whatever.
And they about to stand you up as I get off the phone.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Well, we thank you so much, Jay Sean. And you have a good night. And thank you for turning up with us.
All right. Y'all take care, right?
You too.
Okay, you too. All right,
bro. East side.
Okay, as always, Carolyn, go ahead and top it off for us.
He just threw me off. I'm talking about he threw me way off. All right,
I
mean, we
throw you off. I had to make you. I had to make you put your thinking cap on.
So,
please.
Anyways, the topic was basically about those three topics that we failed to discuss before it's too late, and we all touched on different ones, of which all of them I really liked. Of course, we already know that the structure of agreements are usually the most common ones. Whether or not they're most important, that pretty much that just depends on the individual. It depends on, you know, whether or not it's important from one person to the next. And those things would be our beliefs and our core values. But basically, those things would pretty much lead to discovering, you know, what one person feels about love, what it is and what it isn't, what one person feels about loyalty, what one person's expectations are as it pertains to marriage, kids, and so on and so forth. Basically, I feel as though avoiding such topic could falsely motivate people to move forward into a relationship that is pretty much doomed from the beginning, because basically with those things, as I've stated before, when those things are discussed, you kind of get a feel for what the person's insecurities are. So that's pretty much it. Right, and oftentimes we maintain that first impression, and we maintain that first impression for some time. But of course, if you look at how people treat other people aside from you, you'll get a good picture and a good feel as for who those individuals really are, and you'll also kind of get a good sense of basically what their typical emotions are like on a day-to-day basis. So my suggestion is just to kind of mention those things and bring up those topics that are significant to you as an individual, because what's significant to me may not be significant to the next person. But as long as it's something to make you feel easy, then I say discuss it. And as I always say, lean into the discomfort of the conversation, but at least you know that you get a better understanding as to who and what you're dealing with from the beginning.
Well said.
Great.
And
on that note, we will go ahead and let, don't forget to check Jay Sean Durham out on Facebook, and you can inbox him if you are interested in getting his book, and you can see his website as well. He has it on his Facebook page. And the topic that we discussed tonight, it came from www.singleblackmail.org. Next week, our show will touch on waiting to have sex. When is the right time to say it's okay to have sex? So
it ain't okay. We going to do it. I said bullshit.
We won't even go into that because we'll start that time.
Hey, Jay Sean already touched on that anyway tonight.
Yeah, Jay Sean did definitely.
We got to go. Look, we got to go. We got to go, man. Y'all can catch me, Lace Frank Killer, on Twitter, Miguel Mailman Esperanza on Facebook, and you can catch me at Exotic Plush Hair on Instagram. I sell hair wholesale and all of that, and, you know, shout out to my other co-hosts. They finna let y'all know what's going on, too.
Yep, okay. Well, you can follow us on Facebook as well as on Twitter and Instagram, right? And also, we will be posting blogs on YouTube. So one more time, guys, let's turn up. Have a good night.
Turn it up. I'm finna go back in the bar, man. I'm standing outside. It's raining and shit. I'm finna go get the girl at the bar.
Oh, it's raining out there?
It's raining out here, man. It's the girl at the bar, man. I think she want to do it.
You know what? Say
not with me, though. Not with me. It ain't time yet.
You know what, Mia? We signed it. We're signing off. Have a good time.
Love y'all. I love y'all.
Love you too, babe.
I love y'all. Talk to y'all in a minute. Get out of that chair anyway. Why you leaning in the chair?
You know what? Because I'm tired.
I feel you. Bye, Cece.